Okay, look, men, it's time to wake the fuck up. It is time to remove your head from your asses. All right, not too long ago, I told you the story about the man whose the wife is divorcing him, and he talked about how when he signed the paper with the lawyer, he realized how he now needed another person. He had to pay a lawyer to protect him from the woman that he loved, and I talked about how I understood how traumatic this must be. And in all seriousness, I understand this must be terrible to have this person whom you are in love with, this person that you dated and you, assuming you didn't cheat, that you gave up every other woman on the planet Earth for, you gave up your opportunities, you gave away your future, your own life, you kept a job, maybe you didn't want it, you settled down, whatever, you did all these things to be with this woman, you had children with this woman, you had sex with this woman, you gave this woman your body, your soul, your mind, all of that hokey fucking shit. I get that, okay? I totally fucking get that. And I understand, yes, that must be a fucking terrible, painful thing for a man to go through. I have never gone through that. I have no firsthand experience with that. But it must be terrible, okay? I'm not saying it's not, but you've got to wake the fuck up, guys. You have got to wake the fuck up. I'm going to read something here to you. So this is a man. This man has come forth. He's 37 years old and he needs help with his marriage. Here's what he wants. This is what he wants from his wife. Okay? He wants his wife to ask him how his day was. She wants his wife to show interest in him and compliment him. Is the neediness already oozing forth? Okay, guys, hold on. Let me walk the fuck over here. Get the goddamn book. All right, I finished the book Models by Mark Manson. Models, attract women through honesty, right? I told you about the vulnerability. Hadn't read the chapter yet, didn't know. Okay, I finished the book. It's a great book. There's two things in here I disagree with, and at some point, I'm going to talk about those, because one of them I moderately disagree with, and I've talked about it before, and I'll give you the examples, yada, 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 and I will be right, as always. The other observation is it's just ludicrous. It is absolutely fucking ludicrous. Mr. Manson, I think you're a very brilliant guy. If I ever run into you in person, we are going to have to intellectually throw down over this one, because this, you have written something in this book, which is the most ludicrous bullshit I have ever experienced in my life when it comes to women. I've heard some stupid things about women, about how oppressed they are and all this. This, you wrote something in this book that is fucking beyond ludicrous, my friend. Anyhow, we're saving that for another time. This guy wants sex at least 2 times a week. Right? This guy wants his wife to initiate sex with him. This man wants, excuse me, confidence to not feel unloved and attractive to his wife. All right. Then is asked unto him, what are the barriers to you achieving? Oh God, I just looked ahead. It gets even worse. Okay, hang on. I read like the next 2 sentences, and that's when I just bust out laughing and I grabbed the recorder and started recording this, because I'm about to lose my fucking mind. This is why, guys, this is why Western civilization is dead, because you men will not control your fucking women. You will not control your wives. You will not control your girlfriends. You will not control your daughters. You won't control your mothers. The only one of those I have is a mother, and she's in another fucking state, which is how I refrained from killing her, because although I love her, she gave birth to me and all that other stuff, she's a left-wing statist like a motherfucker. You men will not control your women. I am so looking forward to when the Muslims get here and start stoning women to death for stepping out of line. All right, here we go. Here's his Here's the obstructions to him getting the things he wants. These are the obstructions to his wife asking him how his day was and complimenting him and initiating sex with him. Because we know women are really good at initiating things, right? Oh, they're fucking brilliant at that. Oh, women are always fucking initiating things. Great one. Didn't you do a podcast where you talked about how a woman asked you out on a date? You even read us the sappy love emails? Yeah, great. So there's what, 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. There's one of them who initiated. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the other 3.5 billion. Okay, here we go. Here are the obstructions to his dreams. His wife not participating or being receptive to his changes. Okay, look. Once again, let me go. Models. Attract Women Through Honesty by Mark Manson. The whole point of this book, it's the same as his whole concept of zero fucks given. It's the same as the concept, you've heard it many times in the manosphere and in other places, about not going through your life worrying about what other people think of you. Not going through your life trying to please other people. Not going through your life doing things for other people to make them happy. You be who you are. You have integrity. You be honest with yourself. You pursue the things you want to do. You have your mission in life. Your mission is to write a book. Your mission is to climb Mount Everest. Your mission is to build a company. Your mission is to fucking go to Mars. Your mission is to dive to the bottom of the ocean. Your mission is to make movies. Whatever the fuck it is, you find your mission, you go forth, you are not walking around through your fucking life every goddamn moment worried about what some other motherfucker, especially a goddamn fucking woman, thinks about you, okay? First fucking things he writes off, my wife is not participating or being receptive to my changes. Well, guess what, motherfucker? Your wife has no fucking obligation to participate or be receptive to your changes. They're your changes, not hers. Okay, number one, not only are other people, and this includes your wife, this includes your friends, this includes strangers on the street, this includes Donald Trump, this includes Hillary Clinton, and nobody is fucking obligated to participate or be receptive to your fucking changes. Your fucking changes are your fucking business. If you can't handle that, fucking kill yourself. You are fucking in charge of that. That's your responsibility. Other people are not obligated to motherfucking participate or approve. You need to man the fuck up. Now, this is where I lost my shit. She's cheated on me 5 times. That's 5 times. That's 3 plus 2. She has cheated on me 5 times in the last year and had an abortion with another man. He wants to stay married to this woman. She's cheated on him 5 times in the last 365 days and had an abortion to vacuum out the fucking baby of another man's sperm. And he wants this woman to approve and participate in the changes in his life. It gets better. You're thinking, great, well, no, I can't get better than that. Oh, it does. She is rude and unappreciative. I don't feel like she's ever happy. Okay, then why do you want her around? And what does it matter if you're, well, it matters that she's happy because you were dumb enough to get married to her. Why did you marry this woman? Now, here we go. She is uninterested in sex, and I can't do anything to change her mind. You dumb motherfucker. Dude, she's cheated on you 5 times in the last year. She is not uninterested in sex. She is uninterested in sex with you. Probably because you're a giant fucking pussy. She will not go out on dates with me and has no interest in dating me. Hold on. She's your wife. You're married to a woman who won't go out on dates with you, and you're trying to salvage this. Why did you marry this woman? And did you know that there are 3.5 billion other women on the planet Earth. It's too late though. You're married. You're fucked, dude. She is going to fuck other men for the rest of her life, and you're going to stay married to her because otherwise you will get divorce raped. Your life is over. You may as well kill yourself. I'm not saying that because I hate you. Well, I do, because you're, I don't hate you. I hate you because you're a fucking soy boy, because you're a pussy, because it's just like you letting the women run wild and do what they fucking want to do. Seriously, are you fucking kidding me here? He has low confidence because she rejects his advances. So again, why did you marry this woman? Oh, how I'd love to see a picture of these people. He struggles with anxiety and depression and is afraid that she sees him as being weak. Really? Well, if she saw you as being strong, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have fucked 5 other guys in the last year. She does not appreciate the kind things he says to her and how he compliments her on her dress every day. Guys, I can't make this up. I cannot make this. She does not appreciate the kind things he says, and he compliments her on her dress every day. Did you compliment her on the way she was dressed when she was walking out the door to get the abortion that she had to get because another man who isn't you shot sperm inside of her? Oh, if I just pedestalize you some more. I have a fear that she is going to cheat on me again, and this time I might not find out. No. No. Really? No. No. You think this woman... This woman might cheat on you again? Okay, I would bet money she's going to... I will bet $100 right now that she is going to cheat on you again. Of course she is going to cheat on you again. Hi, sweetie. I really wanted to make some changes in my life. I really want you to love me and compliment me some more. And, oh, you look really nice today in that dress. And I really need you to just approve of the changes I want to make because I just want to make you happy. Oh, you really? You think she's going to fucking cheat on you again? And then, of course, over here, he admits that we both, him and his wife, both, quote, self-medicate, unquote, with marijuana. Yes, because, you know, smoking dope, that will always fucking help. I got boys, men, this is why, when it all comes down to it, I don't have... I don't have sympathy for those of you who are getting divorce raped. I'm sure there are a couple of men out there who do not, quote unquote, deserve it. But there's so many of you out there, you're just so dumb. Why are you trying to save this? Why are you clinging to this woman? How empty of meaning and purpose and mission must your life be? How non-existent must your ego and your identity and your reason for getting out of bed in the morning be? That you are clinging to this woman who has had sex with 5 other guys in the last year, got an abortion because one of them knocked her up. What in the fuck is wrong with you? because enough is never enough. All right, as I'm recording this episode, I'm looking at an email. I said, okay, the man I talked about right at the beginning, right? The guy who said, oh, I'm getting divorced, I had to sign in a lawyer, and it really hurt me because I still love her and all this other stuff. This very same man, okay, we work with him. He owns his own company. I'm sending him emails. I'm trying to organize something. There's a fucking event happening. Okay? There's things have to happen. There's all kinds of people involved. There has to be a thing, and the thing has to go in a specific place in the fucking room. And then everything goes around it, and it's very important where this thing goes. Now, where this thing goes is affected by what he's doing, and I'm sending him the emails, and I'm saying, I need you to tell me, are you doing it this way or that way, because we got to organize this. And he's like, well, we talked about doing it both ways. And I'm like, well, what do you need for this? And he says, well, we talked about a couple of different things. I'm like, all of this is fantastic. Do you think you can make a fucking decision and give me a fucking answer? Can you make a fucking decision? It's your fucking company. It's your fucking object. It's your fucking responsibility. You are fucking being paid to execute this portion of the fucking event. The rest of us cannot do our stuff until you make a fucking choice. Can you make the fucking choice? And he can't, because he's a fucking wishy-washy pussy. I can't figure out why a woman is divorcing him. Maybe it's because you're a big fucking pussy. You can't even make a goddamn decision about running your own fucking company. Why do you think a woman would want to stay married to you? This woman's going to divorce rape him, take fucking 2/3 of what he's got, and he's still in love with her. Well, you're a fucking pussy. Make a goddamn fucking decision. That's what you're being fucking paid for by the client who is fucking paying you. And until you make your goddamn decision, I can't make my fucking decisions. And then I'm just going to make a fucking decision, and you're going to show up and say, oh, I want to do it this way. And then we're going to have to move a bunch of shit, and it's going to add 2 or 3 fucking hours to the entire day. And I'm going to hate you even more than I hate you now, because you can't figure out why your wife wants a divorce.